This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Good morning. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Radio Land in Central Louisiana. God bless you. I pray, God, your morning, your day is off to a blessed start. I pray your night was restful and peaceful. And I just thank God for another opportunity to be Sister Barbara's guest host on Just Stuff, where I was given this opportunity, and I thank her and thank her obedience to the leading of the Holy Spirit to give us another opportunity to hear God's word and sit at his feet this morning. So I pray that as you have your Bible, pen, and paper, we will go through the word that the Lord wants to speak to us today. And it comes from, he's doubling up on us. We have two scriptures to walk through this morning, and we start at 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17. And then we're going to walk over to Romans 12 and 2, and those scriptures are put in that particular order. That's the order that God brought them forth in. 2 Timothy 3, 16, 17, and then we'll go back, walk back over to Romans 12 and 2, which is familiar ground. Let's look at 2 Timothy. This is familiar ground also. 2 Timothy 16, all scripture, all. How many is all? All. There's nothing else besides it. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means breathe out. God breathed out his word. And is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man, woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The scriptures are profitable unto men, women, boys, girls. It's profitable unto us. Then we walk on over to Romans 12, and we coupling those together. We're putting those two scriptures together. Romans 12 and 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This morning, my brothers and sisters and all who are listening, the Lord is calling our attention to transforming belief into godly behavior. You know, God just, and we'll get into the word, he doesn't want us to just read and have knowledge, but he wants our knowledge, our belief, transforming what we believe about the scriptures, in the scriptures, into godly behavior. So then the Lord is saying to us today that his word is not only for us to have knowledge, but that that knowledge be transformed into godly behavior. Whatever you call it, the word of God, the scriptures, the Bible, it has been handed down, which is so such a miraculous thing. The word of God, the Bible, has been handed down through the years, through centuries. It is the record of God and his involvement with creation and the created being humanity. One of the things I learned during the height of the HIV and AIDS crisis in the 80s and 90s was the Centers for Disease Control flooded the nation, even the whole world, with information. And what they soon realized is that information was not being translated into behavioral change. Yes, the information, the deadliness of HIV and AIDS, all of that, all the information was coming forth. But in so many instances, which thousands lost their lives, behavior, information did not translate into behavior change. Do you not know there is a warning on the side of the cigarette packages? And in spite of that warning, there are incidents that that information does not change the smoker's behavior. The smoker still buy the cigarette, still buy that pack, you know, faithfully. And in spite of that warning on the side of that packet, it does not transform their behavior. So they have the information, even the Stop Smoking campaign and all of the information about how smoking adversely affects our health, that for some does not translate to behavioral change. So that lets me know one of two things. One, the individual reading that warning does not believe that warning is true. And the second thing is, even though I see that warning, I have the information, I know what the scriptures say, it doesn't apply to me. Oh, my Jesus, my God. The Bible is absolutely essential in our lives and is definitely imperative, an imperative book in the life of the believer. However, if what is in that book, if what is in the Bible, if what has been written in Scripture does not transform your mind to believe what you have read, and what you believe about what you read transforms your behavior. You know, 2 Peter tells us that the Word of God, the Word of God, 2 Peter 1 and 21 tells us, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And, you know, man did not just, the scriptures, the Bible that we have before us, were not written by man. It was not written by the will of what man say. Even though some people will tell you, man wrote that. Man wrote the Bible. You know, they translated. Yes, but by the moving of the Holy Ghost upon them, they did not write something that God did not sanction or that God did not want us to have down through the years up to this day and time. And so, and that brings to mind, be careful of what translation of the Bible you read. I always read from the, here on the air, from the King James Version, and be careful of the translations, all these various translations out there, because many of them have been written by man. But this, my brothers and sisters, Peter tells us that, you know, the word has, was written, given by holy men of God who were moved by the Holy Ghost, who was breathed upon by the Holy Spirit. And so the scriptures are not just for our head knowledge, but that our behavior will be transformed to Christ-like, godly behavior. Listen how John MacArthur explains the scripture. He says, as those godly men were carried along by the Holy Spirit, he, meaning the Holy Spirit, superintended their words and used them to produce the scriptures. How awesome is that? God used men, holy before him, righteous before him. He used them to bring forth, to write down, as the Holy Spirit moved upon them, the scriptures. So the scriptures are not just for us reading them. You know, some people read so fast through the scripture, you don't catch the essence of what that scripture is saying. You don't hear sometimes the words that really is in place with meaning, to give it a particular meaning, to give it that pointed word that we need. So the scriptures, when you read them slowly. Stop at the commas and meditate upon them. Stop at the, slow down at the commas and stop at the periods and meditate on what you are reading. So the so that we don't just gain knowledge, but when we believe, as the scriptures say, our belief should be transformed into godly behavior, Christ-like transformation. If we go back over to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, Peter says, and he's repeating from Old Testament, he says, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, I've heard some people say, be ye holy as I am holy. We cannot be holy as God is holy. But the scripture says, and that's what I was mentioning earlier, that we read the scriptures slowly and take it in so that we can comprehend each word's meaning in that scripture. But Peter says, be ye holy. It was already written, Old Testament, for, oh my goodness, I am holy. And what the Lord pointed out to me, how he gave me understanding of that, is that he say, for I am holy, be ye holy, for I am holy. If you're going to hang out with me, Reverend E. June Addison, you're going to have to be, you're going to have to behave like me. You're going to have to be like me. You're going to have to walk and talk and be of what my nature is. You know, it's like this. If you're going to ride in my car, if you're going to be with me, you can't smoke because I'm not a smoker. Oh, my Jesus. So God is telling us, if you're going to hang out with me, you are going to exemplify my character. You must exemplify what I have taught and told and instructed and given in scriptures. Your behavior, it represents who I am if you're going to be with me. For I am holy. if you're going to hang out with Jesus, if you're going to hang out with God and say that he is your Lord and your Savior, surely your behavior must exemplify who he is. Oh, my Jesus. Look at John chapter 5, John chapter 5, where verse 39 through 40 tells us, search the scriptures. Jesus is talking. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that you might have life. Jesus was instructing, and he was saying, search the scriptures. In them you think you will find eternal life. That's where life is, in the scriptures. But we cannot have that eternal life if we're only going to have head knowledge of the scriptures and not have the scriptures transform our belief of the scriptures into godly behavior. And then Jesus said, the scriptures testify of me. What you read in scripture about Jesus, it testifies of him. So do you believe what you read in scripture about Jesus? Because if you do, it will transform your mind into godly behavior. It will transform your thinking. It will transform your thoughts. It will transform your mind into godly behavior. What you believe will be transformed into behavior. Search the scriptures for how you may obtain eternal life, how you may believe in healing. Search the scriptures for healing. Search the scriptures for direction. Search the scriptures for instructions. The scriptures have the answer. What we believe that's in scripture must be transformed into behavior. Whatever situation, whatever condition, whatever entanglement you may find yourself in, whether you need life in your very soul, whatever you need in this life that will bring you and draw you closer to the Lord Jesus and walk in the way of the Lord Jesus, the scriptures have it. Many times, the disconnect between what's in the word, and truly, it's truth in the word, and the behavior of doing it, there is a disconnect. What does it profit us or anyone to know scripture and knowing that scripture does not transform into belief and belief does not transform into godly behavior? Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's not just knowledge. It is transforming what the body of Christ believe from the scripture into behavior, godly behavior. We quote this scripture all the time, James 1 and 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, and I love this part, deceiving your own selves. So if we hear the word, but we don't do the word behavior, then we deceive ourselves. If we just come sit in church or even listen on the radio or listen to television ministries and all of that, if we are just listeners of it, some of us, if we are just listeners, hearers only, you deceive yourself if you're not doing it. If your behavior does not align with what you hear and you believe what you hear, and it transforms into godly behavior. 2 James 2 and 26, James goes on to teach us, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Now, we know that scripture. We have knowledge of that scripture. But do we believe that scripture and all scriptures? Do we believe it and it transforms into behavior? Because if we believe that we must have faith and that faith must work, and that our work must be by faith, then we are transformed. We have transformed our behavior. We have transformed our belief into behavior. So now we're not only believing the word, now we are doing the word. Now our behavior lines up with our belief about what the scripture says. Does not the scripture tell us to love one another? And I'm going on love because Jesus said this is what all the law hangs on, love. So if we know that Jesus said love one another as I have loved you, as the Father God loves you, what is the problem, Zion? How is it that we have a lack of true love, not in the world, but in the body of Christ, in the pews? And there's nowhere in scripture that I have found where it says, I like her, but I love her, but I don't like her. I don't like her ways. Should our love be conditional? Should our love tax something onto it that Jesus did not say? But he tells us to love as I have loved you. And I'm so glad Jesus prefaced his statement by saying, as I have loved you, so you love. And Jesus did not say, I'm going to Calvary. I'm going to die on the cross just for those who going to love me. But the Bible tells us that while we were yet sinners, he died for us, unconditional. He didn't add anything. No condition was placed on Calvary. Oh, my Jesus. But that God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. God gave Jesus so that we would not perish, but that we would have everlasting, eternal life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, our knowledge of scripture, what we believe in the scriptures, from the scriptures, must be transformed into godly behavior. It must, what we believe in scripture must transform our mind and what we believe must be transformed into godly behavior. Transform what you know is true in the scriptures into godly behavior, into living the Christ life, into living pleasing before God. And we cannot read the scriptures and then not live according to them if we say we are in Christ, if we say we are redeemed, if we say that we are God's children. My God, my God. Galatians 5. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the church. What hope does the world have if the church is not transformed into Christ's likeness because of what we believe in the scriptures? How can we witness? How can we go out and bring to the world light if we don't believe, and if our behavior is not lining up with godly behavior, with what we believe the scriptures to be true? Galatians 5, 16 and 17 tells us. Now, we cannot transform our beliefs into behavior without the Holy Spirit, without the Holy Ghost. Oh, my Jesus, that's why Jesus said, I'm going to send you. I'm going to ensure that you have a helper now that I'm going to have to leave or send back to the Father. I'm going to send you someone, a helper, a holy helper. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'm going to send you a holy helper that you will be able to live and your behavior be transformed into godly behavior based on what you believe from Scripture. My God, Galatians 5, 16 through 17 says, Paul is saying, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, not a physical walk. But Paul is talking about our character, our integrity, how we carry ourselves according to godly behavior, how we walk before God and man. Notice the order. How we walk before God and man, how we're living, what our words and what our truth, are we being truthful, our integrity. That's the walk Paul is talking about, and he says, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Paul is saying, without the Holy Ghost, without the Holy Spirit, we have a war going on in us, and if we are not fully surrendered to the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus, the Father God, if we're not fully surrendered, we are subject to walk in the flesh. We are subject to succumb to the flesh. And being overtaken by the flesh is never a good thing. It's never a good thing, but we must walk consistently, constantly, daily, walk in the Spirit. Romans 8 and 9 tells us, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So my brothers and sisters, in order for our mind, our renewed mind to be transformed, what we believed by our renewed mind to be transformed into godly behavior, we must walk by the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. The Scriptures are imperative to study, to learn, to digest, to eat, to have our daily food through them, so that we can become intimate with God's Word. Not just knowledge in our minds, but that the knowledge of our minds will be transformed into godly behavior. And we are able, by the Holy Spirit, to live the Christ life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, Paul declared this in Galatians 2 and 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I love that dear brother Paul. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. I'm not the one no longer living. But Christ liveth in me. My mind has been transformed. What I believe about the Scriptures and in the Scriptures with my mind, that belief transforms into godly behavior. Paul says, not I that live, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we must not only know the word,